Blues Cruise on Land.
Blues Cruise on Land. Exactly. That's right. So watch out for the land sharks at Cape Cod Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis, Massachusetts. That's the weekend of Friday, May 13th. I have Dave Riley here in the studio chatting with me about the New England Blues Summit. You can find out more on their Facebook page and on their website. We're going to hear just a couple more songs and get as much information as we can about this music festival. It's the first of its kind, so a lot of pieces of it are I think pretty cool and pretty innovative for a music festival. There are the blues jams that happen on the Friday night, the Saturday night, on the Sunday afternoon. Just a really nice way to wrap up a festival that exists to celebrate the music. There's also a panel discussion about booking blues artists.
Yep, Holly Harris is a well-known local blues DJ. She put together a whole bunch of booking agents or venue owners. I'm not sure exactly what their roles are, what they do, but they're going to be talking about booking music in the area and other things as well.
It's very interesting stuff. And as we talked about earlier, also the Youth Showcase on Saturday, early evening, is another really cool thing.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, that's for damn sure.
It'll be very, very well spent money to make your way to this event. So if you head to NewEnglandBluesSummit.com, you can find out more. You can get your hands on some tickets. Right up here, we're going to listen to Mighty Soul Drivers. This is a song called Good Time Charlie off their album Three Heart Boogie.
They call me Good Time Charlie. Play more with a whole lot of soul. They call me Good Time Charlie. Come on, ball with me. Put on your red.
There we go. Right there, Mighty Soul Drivers with Good Time Charlie. We have been very lucky to have Dave Riley here in the studio.
Hello.
One of the organizers for the New England Blues Summit, the first of its kind. It's happening in Hyannis, Massachusetts at the Cape Cod Resort and Conference Center. You can get tickets at newenglandbluessummit.com. Prices will be higher day of the show, so you might want to pick those up ahead of time. If you have more questions, you can contact us here. You can contact the organizers on their Facebook page. Again, it's the New England Blues Summit. We've been very lucky to have you here with us. And if you
thank you for having me.
Happen to have just tuned in, if you're a fan of local blues music, a friend of Dave's, someone connected with the show, someone who wants to be more connected with the show, we will actually have an archived podcast of the program, of this program, tonight's program, up online later on tonight as well as tomorrow. I'll make sure Dave has a link to that, so you can go back and you can listen to the whole chat as well as all the songs that we heard tonight from a bunch of great local blues artists who are performing as part of the New England Blues Summit.
Dude, one thing I want to make sure I mention that, as you indicated, the prices are going to go up the night of the shows. Weekend packages has a deadline. You have to purchase them by May 6th. You got a week and a half to get those if you want to do a weekend.
A week from Friday.
A week from Friday.
You got to make up your mind.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Dave. I really, really appreciate it. The song that's going to take us out is Racky Thomas' song called Going Home. I understand that he's going to be performing on Sunday as part of the Traveling Medicine Show Revival Band. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. And in fact, if I may add to that, Racky will be doing that during the Sunday brunch. And then after that, from 1 to 4, there will be a farewell jam with musicians from the local area, Sam Gentile and Bruce Beers. Who'll be taking on a jam to say, have a great time, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend.
That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. It's fantastic. So please check it out, the New England Blues Summit, right here, Racky Thomas.
I'm going home. Satisfied.
Odorless Child from Psychic Dog just there. Prior to that, we were listening to Racky Thomas going home after a lovely chat with Dave Riley about the New England Blues Summit. Now, right up here, I have something hot and fresh. It is brand new music from Daniel Ouellette and the Shobijin. Do You Feel Brave Enough, Aunt Louise? And this is off the brand spanking new album. Spanking new. Tokusatsu. How come your boyfriend's steak is bigger than your brother's? I wonder.
Porridge.
Oh, Porridge. Do you feel brave enough, Aunt Louise? Do you feel brave enough, Ms. Paula? Which mic do I have you on over there?
This one?
Not that one.
This one?
That one. There we go. It's very exciting. I'm very excited. Woo-hoo. I continue to be absolutely thrilled to see you, as always.
I love seeing you, too, and you smell so good.
Oh, gosh, thanks. Must be the combos that I had for dinner.
Oh, boy. At least you had something. Anyways,
what did you have to miss your meal? Your evening meal?
I kind of missed the day. It was one of those days. I didn't go to work today.
And then the hours sort of melt into each other.
And then, yeah, so you don't have a schedule, so you don't know if lunch is dinner or breakfast is lunch or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
I just kind of hung out and waited for this all day, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that it meets your every expectation and
need.
Oh,
it already has. It already has, Pam. Shall I? Without further ado, I'm very excited.
Well, please, I'm excited about the concert report.
I am too.
Ms. Paula brings to us every week the weekly concert report.
Your
and
social
tells us
agenda.
About all of the shows that are coming up.
Yep.
Over the next 7 days, because she'll be back with you next week.
Yes, yes. Everything's local and 7 days. And if I miss you, I'm very sorry, but you're always invited to drop me a line on my Facebook page or on the Town with Mikey D's page if you want to be included in the concert report, because I do my darndest to get everybody on here.
I realize I probably should have messaged you about a show.
See, there's always one.
It's me, isn't it?
It's I can do with this just in. I always do.
All right. Well, I'll when it comes time for it, I'll
good,
mention
because,
it.
Because, you know, I do. I welcome this just in. I love them, actually.
Beautiful. Because then I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm able to make this somewhat unpredictable Wednesday.
I love when the kids chime in because, you know, being a geezer and all of that.
Geezer.
I have a tendency to broadcast about the geezery stuff, and then the kids will come in and say, what about, and I'll be like, who, what, what did you say? Yeah, so in all due respect.
we're not that far apart from each other. So we're here in our co-geezerhood.
Yes, okay, all right.
Yeah.
If you say so. So polish up your walkers, folks. It's a busy weekend.
Oh yeah, put those skates on the put those wheels on the bottom.
Yeah,
get the wheel ones. Take those tennis balls off.
I agree. Mine's gonna have skis on it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Tomorrow when I go out to Sally O'Brien's,
is that tomorrow night?
I gotta tell you, this thing is this thing on? Okay, coming up this Thursday, the 12th. Rock the Village Music and Style Show at the Brighton Music Hall. This is an interesting thing. This is Emily Grogan is providing the entertainment. It's a fashion show.
And what day is this?
This is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
So the 28th of April.
The 28th of April.
Go get it.
Yes. Yes. It's a fashion show featuring tons of local shops, designers, special guest speakers, food, and more. And for ticket information, please visit the Facebook page for 12th Annual Rock the Village Music and Style Show. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also this Thursday, the long-awaited Abbey Lounge reunion. I'm giddy. Beginning at Sally O'Brien's. This is three nights of bands, and more bands. Sally's will host Red Zone Cuba, Classic Ruins, Triple Thick, The Chams.
The Chams, dude.
I gotta say it like that.
The Chams.
So they can understand me. The Chams, the Decals, Heavy Stud, and the Drags. And what appears to be a Rudds reunion.
A Revs reunion?
Rudds reunion. Rudds reunion. John Pohida.
Very cool.
Melissa Gibbs.
What?
Yeah. Star in the Rudds. Go check it out. It's going
to
be very,
have to.
Very exciting.
I will have to.
There is a 10th anniversary show with Tim Gann and Christian McNeil at Atwood's. And Dopapod begins a three-night event at the Sinclair, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, Friday, April 29th, Jaggery album release party with
Ooh.
Dent and Audrey Harar.
Harar.
Yes, this is happening at Once Somerville. Jaggery is a feast for the ears. If you've never heard them, what can I say? I mean, it's an event. It's major. Okay, Rock and Roll Live. Woohoo! SPO, Psychic Dog, Cruel Miracle, Heavy Necker. That's where you're going, I know. We'll be at Out of the Blue.
Sounds so accusatory.
I think I could predict where you're going.
Where I'm going?
Yeah.
I think it's a show that I haven't told you about.
Oh, it's a show that I forgot to tell you about on Friday night.
I know, I'm a bad person.
So it's not at Out of the Blue 2 Gallery?
It's not. It's at a different gallery in a different town.
Oh, okay.
It's in Lowell.
Oh.
At Uncharted.
Oh, okay.
It's a cute little gallery.
Yeah.
Hand-selected by the owners, who are a lovely couple. Mm-hmm. And they have their own lovely pizza and wine.
Oh, nice.
Jason Lane Sunken Armada will be playing.
Oh.
With a certain someone on bass.
Do you have a certain affiliation with that band?
You know, I'm the bass player.
You're the bass.
But, you know, and I feel somewhat guilty, and at the same time, I can't not tell you about it. Playing with Arlen, Rabbit Hole, MFDJR, and PNDM.
That's good for the folks up in Lowell.
Yes.
Lowell is happening.
Lowell is continuing to happen. It's just like that Lemonhead song.
I'm glad.
Lowell is starting to happen.
It needs to.
Right?
It really does, since like half the area has relocated. A lot of people have gone up there. I don't know if you're aware of that fact, but a lot of the Davis Square area people have relocated.
Boston's expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And Lowell's
and
affordable.
Lowell is lovely.
And they're lucky to get them. It's our loss, their gain, and et cetera. So did I tell you that show with Psychic Dog and Cruel Miracle and Heavy Necker will be at Out of the Blue 2 Gallery.
Out of the Blue 2,
yes.
Right in beautiful Central Square,
beautiful
in Cambridge, Mass.
Central Square, yes. And Sweet Wednesday in Hummingbird Syndicate will be at the Dedham Square Coffee House, which is located at 565 High Street in, you guessed it, Dedham.
Dedham.
Big Old Dirty Bucket will be at Murphy's for my friends up in Salem, Massachusetts. Murphy's is a cool little, actually it's pretty big, they have two floors. So you can dance upstairs. Night two of the Abbey Lounge reunion continues with Frigate, Jay Allen, and the Arch Criminals, Malibu Lou, the Dirty Truckers, the Swindles, the Acrobrats, Spitz, the Tampoffs, and the Conks.
What?
I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Isn't that going to be a gas?
That is a gas.
It's a Jenny D production, so you cannot go wrong.
We love Jenny D.
We sure do.
She's good people.
She sure is. Let's see. Saturday, April 30th, Violet Knox, Wrong Shapes, and Linnea Herzog will be at Lily Pad beginning at 10 o'clock. The Abbey reunion concludes three-night bash with Schnuckard, Asa Brebner, The Downbeat Five. Get a load of this. Red Cord, Jordan Valentine canceled. Sorry. Coffin Lids, The Dance, and Sugar Bomb.
Wow.
Yep. And the Upper Crust and Haley Thompson King are at Store 54. Michael Graves, Diablo Gatto, 138, The Martians, and You Scoundrel are at once.
You Scoundrel.
You Scoundrel. Tsunami of Sound and Crooked Mirror are at The Plow, Atwood's 10th anniversary, featuring Vapors of Morphine, Mr. Airplane Man, and Twine Man. That'll be a fun show.
Very cool.
I know. It's one of those weekends, you know, you want to be everywhere.
Yeah. Split yourself into many parts. Yeah. Be an amoeba, people. Be an amoeba.
And, okay, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
Important. Turn up the volume. Store 54 on Sunday, the last retail day. Mm-hmm. Store 54 opens at noon and located at 16 Harvard Ave, Alston, Massachusetts. There's still going to be some great shows there. This is only their last day of selling their stuff.
Okay.
But there are, so stay tuned because there are more shows happening in May. Later that evening, Nave Music Series is hosting Almost a Cello Recital with Rachel Barringer and friends.
Oh.
Yes. This is happening at 155 Powderhouse Boulevard in Somerville, Mass. Beginning at 8 o'clock. Atwood's Tavern 10th anniversary show has Lyle Brewer, Jeff Sharland, and Mike Pyle and Grand Fatila, or Fatia, if you say it right. This is a matinee show beginning at 2:30. Monday, May 2nd, Downbeat Mondays continue at The Plow. This one's going to be great. Joining the Antiguas will be Dave Engel from White Dynamite, and Joe McMahon will be sitting in on some bass. Wednesday, May 4th, the Dennis Brennan Band is at the Lizard Lounge along with John Pohida. And, so see you out there. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see you out there, fam.
Yeah. Got some rock.
So you're a big rock star now, huh? Yeah, is that what I'm to understand?
No. I got hoodwinked into playing bass for a band.
That's great. That's great.
It's very exciting and very nerve-wracking.
Well, let me know when you're going to play around here. I'll be happy to mention you in my concert report.
I will. I will let you know for your May concert report.
Excellent. Yeah.
Next show we have coming up.
Yeah, I'd love to come check you
Greater
guys
Boston.
Out. You're so much fun. Yeah. So what's up next?
Well, we are going to be having Scott Damgaard and his band performing for us live from Studio D. But I believe that there's a little bit of time left between that and this. And so for that reason, I thought that I would play a little Trophy Lungs. Why not?
Oh, beautiful. My fave.
are you a fan of Trophy Lungs?
Well, yeah. I am, actually.
They're lovely and charming.
They are. Have they been here?
They came into the show.
They were here, right?
Yes, they
were. That's what I thought.
Lovely. Yeah. And the artwork, really, you know, the music is fantastic, but really, don't download it. You should buy yourself a copy, whether that is on vinyl as available or CD. The artwork is just amazing for this album. This album is Day Jobs. Really lovely. Well done. Well done, Trophy Lungs. This song, Your Finest Well Whiskey, Please. Your Finest Well Whiskey, Please, of their album Day Jobs. And right now, our finest Scott Damgaard band, live from Studio D, performing for you.
Thank you so much, Pam. Really appreciate that. Thank you too, Paula. And great to be here in Studio D again. I'm letting you know I'm here with Dangerous Dave Lieb.
What's up, Studio D, MFO?
He's playing bass tonight, singing, and over here on my left is on the keyboards and vocals, Ben Knight.
Hey, all right.
Ah, yeah. Little sad story. Our drummer Frankie's holed up in hospital tonight, suffering with a fever. So Frankie's listening. He's tuning in. Hey, Frankie, we wish you were here, man. But we're going to rock anyway because the show's going to go on. And we're going to start out with a song especially dedicated to the people listening on the internet, especially to people that from my hometown that know all about Patrick Patrick Cudahy and the statue of Patrick standing there where inevitably somebody always puts a can of Pabst in his hand. He's standing there.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. It's called Patrick Stands. Let's get going. One, two, three, follow. Memories reappear. I drove past Andrea's house, her parents long since gone. But I remember the stereo that brought music to our ears. Some days we return to remember our past, witness to all that changed, but one thing lasts. Patrick stands with a beer can in his hand, standing sentinel in a park that does not bear his name. Patrick stands with a beer can in his hand, standing sentinel in a park that does not bear his name. The home that I grew up in, who lives there today? No one I've ever heard of, I don't much care anyway. I drive these streets hoping to see a friend from long ago, but today I'm afraid there's only one I know. Patrick stands with a beer can in his hand, sentinel in a park that does not bear his name. Patrick stands with a beer can in his hand, standing sentinel in a park that does not bear his name. He is not lonely, he does not wander, he just stands and stares at those who walk around him. Take you a little sea shanty, a kind of an Irish sing-along song. It's called "Oh Annie Murphy." Have you seen Annie Murphy lately?
I have not seen Annie Murphy. No, I've seen other people, but not Annie Murphy.
Maybe Brian knows where Annie is.
Maybe Brian does.
Oh, one, two, three, hey.
In Castleconnell, I was drinking my pint of Guinness, just a few miles away from Limerick town. I'd passed the old St. Joseph Cemetery on my way. You could say I took the long way round. It was a dark old pub with a plate of salted mackerel that jumped up from the river behind the place. I was laughing with the lads, we were having us a crack. I turned around and saw her beautiful face. Oh, Annie Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I used to live on the mainland, now I'm longing for the sea. Oh, Annie Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I once lived free, but now I be in the shackles of misery. A lover. She told me his name was Brian. She told me that Brian was off and away, I see. She was longing for a man, maybe Seamus, Sean, or Dan, or maybe her blue eyes are following me. Oh, Andy Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I used to live on the mainland, now I'm longing for the sea. Oh, Andy Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I once lived free, but now I be in the shackles of misery. Her name,
hey!
Everyone knew her game,
hey!
Everyone knew to stay away but me.
I tried to tell you, Scotty.
She was longing for a man, maybe Seamus, Sean, or Dan. Cause Brian was still out there on the sea. Oh, Andy Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I used to live on the mainland, now I'm longing for the sea. Oh, Andy Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I once lived free, but now I be in the shackles of misery. Oh, Andy Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I used to live in the mainland, now I'm longing for the sea. Oh, Andy Murphy, tell me, what have you done to me? I once lived free, but now I be in the shackles of misery.
Oh, Annie Murphy. She broke me heart.
And there they go.
Well,
there she goes.
We run into all kinds of strange women, don't we? Here's one that we were down in New Orleans, drinking at the bar, and I hear behind me a woman say, "Hey, long hair, come over here."
I guarantee.
I turn around and I see her. She's got this long braided hair with beads and necklaces and skulls and all kinds of rings and jewelry. And she looks like some kind of voodoo woman. She says, "Come over here, long hair." My might. Its whole body is one big whip. Oh. Tijuana, just trying to get her in the mood. She said, you know it takes an alligator to make me feel like getting nude. I've got to wrestle with an alligator.
Wrestle with an alligator.
I've got to wrestle with an alligator.
Gotta wrestle with an alligator.
She said, I've got to wrestle with an alligator.
Gotta wrestle with an alligator.
I've got to ride on the back of an alligator. Alligator. A song my brother Dave wrote the words too. This is called I've Always Been Lonely. Fun in the studio here. Wish you guys could see us. Wish we could see you. But I'm glad that we have this internet where we can be playing live and you guys can hear us all over the world. I know we got people listening all over the place, all over the country and in other countries. So, hello, everybody.
I'd like to say hello to our friends up in the north of England who are listening this evening.
Cheerio. All right, we're going to carry on with this song here. It's called Nantucket Stroll. Nantucket's this little island off the south coast of Massachusetts, where we all are. And we go out there once in a while, take a boat, drink some dark and stormies, and take a little stroll. Have a good time. This is called Nantucket Stroll. One, two, three. We're gonna get there soon. Dark and stormy.
Hey,
why not? It's afternoon. The man from Nantucket will meet us at the port in his navy blue blazer and salmon colored shorts. His lady beside him in her big floppy hat with her lightship basket. She really is on land. Cobblestone street. The people we meet out in the sun having some fun. Shadowbox shopping. People are stopping, taking their time and buying some wine. And me and my baby taking a Nantucket stroll. Me and my baby taking a Nantucket stroll. A bed and breakfast, room on the second floor, chocolate chip pancakes. Then we're off to Murray's store. Go out to the end house, out in Medicaid. The view from the widow's walk is one we'll never forget. A walk on the beach, away from the streets. Your hair in the wind, the fog rolling in. The waves are crashing on the beach, they're smashing. Footprints in the sand in this faraway land. And me and my baby, we're taking a Nantucket stroll. Me and my baby, we're taking a Nantucket stroll. To Captain Toby's for a sing along with Mr. Ben Knight.
Oh yeah,
that dude knows every song. The Savage Brothers are at the chicken box. They're playing American Girl. Man, that band really rocks.
Yeah. Keep it rocking.
Leaving Nantucket, though we don't want to go. Back on the ferry with our luggage in tow. Passing the jetties, a penny into the sea. Says we'll be back soon to see the gray lady in a cobblestone street. And the people we meet out in the sun having some fun. Shadowbox shopping. People are stopping, taking their time and drinking some wine. And me and my baby taking a Nantucket stroll. 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 Girl. Yeah, usually. And if you get the recording on the album Leaving Hyannis, that that song has a full horn section on it. With
a few songs on the album do, actually.
Yeah, actually.
We got a lot of horns on this record.
We didn't have our horn section with Dave, so
very horny.
We imitated our horns.
We did.
Dave was particularly horny, yeah.
Right.
But that song is trumpet, saxophone, tubas, trombones. It's great.
There's tin whistle and all sorts of things on the other stuff and...
all kinds of great... there's 25 different musicians that played on the course of this album, including Dave and Ben, but Frankie, Giuseppe Paradiso, and our good friend Ken Hickey. Not to mention, I don't know, I could go down the list.
We recorded it at Ken's place.
Yeah.
Ken Hickey's in the band O Positive. Shout out to O Positive.
One of our favorite bands.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, this next song, though... Dave and I were the only ones that recorded on it. It was our little Lennon-McCartney moment here. You know, Dave played the drums and the bass, and we both played acoustic guitars and an electric guitar, a little 12-string.
Electric 12-strings?
Yeah.
Each?
Yeah. Pretty fun. So we're going to do this song, just me and Dave, for you right now. This is called An Accidental Look, It Was.
It was an accidental look when we first met, but she captured me with that look in her eye. I had to reach out and touch. I had to stop and talk. I had to find out who she was. I had to lose myself that night. Is there love at first sight?
I don't know.
I found love that first night in her soft eyes looking at me. Such a beautiful soul.
Could it be this?
No need to hide the feelings I had inside. Oh, I had to reach out and touch. I had to stop and talk. I had to find out who she was. I had to lose myself that night. Soft eyes looking at me. Such a beautiful